and one is Chayev and one is Potter. Now, obviously, the one who is Chayev is the one that we're worried about, because he's going to end up receiving a psak. You must pay your friend $1,000. And it's in all likeliness that we can expect him to fight tooth and nail to try and get himself off the hook. So obviously, we want to now give ourselves the best possible chance of whoever's chayev accepting the psak of the Beis Din. So Rashi says, look again at Rashi. The tzaisi balei dinin, the two balei din, the two parties will listen to the dayonim, the sovar hachayev, because the one who's chayev will think to himself, listen, hare ani ba'atzmi, after all, I myself, birarti ho'echod, I myself choose one of the dayonim. I actually chose one of the dayonim. Ve'im hoyo yochoy lahafeich bizchusi, and if he could possibly turn over something in my favor as zchus, hoyo mahapeich, well then surely he would have done so. I'm absolutely reliant on his competence because I was the one who chose him. V'hadayonim ba'atzmon, and so to the dayonim themselves. Noiche daiton, they are relaxed in their das, lahapech bizchus shnehen, to find a zchus for either of the two parties. Why? Mipnei sheshnehem birurum, because they know they've been chosen by both. We are always worried, chas v'sholem, there could be a case of malpractice, where the person who ends up being chayev says, well, I think the dayan was incompetent and I don't accept his psak, and he surely could have exonerated me and got me off the hook and he didn't. Well, none of that will happen if he himself was the one who chose the dayan. So too, the dayanim themselves will look at this case totally objectively. Why? Because they know they've not just been called in from the outside. They've actually been invited to sit on the Beis Din by none other than Reuven and Shimon themselves. Therefore, they have full confidence that their psak will be listened to. Not chas v'sholom, and this is, by the way, the mistake that we might make, that because each one selected a dayan, so therefore he'll favor them. Chas v'sholom, issur d'oraisa of shoychad. You're never allowed to favor anybody. You've got to be objective. We're talking about, will he, however, have confidence that the dayan did his best to find the zechus? And if I myself selected this dayan, then I have confidence and I will not put up a whole argument if and when the psak goes against me. So too, the dayanim themselves feel confident that their psak will be listened to. Why? Because they are there sitting on the Beis Din because they were selected by Reuven and Shimon themselves. And therefore, says the Gemara, this is in fact the best way to go about it. Rather than just showing up in the Beis Din and whoever happens to be sitting there on the day, they'll be the ones judging. No, that's not the most competent way of going about it. You don't just be judged by whoever happens to be sitting there. You yourselves get to choose your dayanim. Each one chooses one, then the third one. And that way is the most likely chance of us emerging with a din emes, both sides accepting the psak, both mitzad the two litigants and also mitzad the Beis Din. Okay, you'll excuse me, finish a little bit early over here, but emes Hashem, tomorrow back to normal emes Hashem.
Okay, sure.